This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Jonathan, Merry Christmas to you. This is our last show before Christmas and the new year, I think, together. And, of course, wishing all of your whole family the best, as well as our good friend, Cheryl Chumley. Merry Christmas to you, Cheryl.
Merry Christmas, both of you.
Yeah, there's a lot to be grateful for, a lot to celebrate as we're heading into the new year. I know people sometimes want to find excuses to be bummed out, but not here. We're looking for liberty in all of the right places.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, I am eternally grateful for the fact that Hillary Clinton was not elected president of the United States and that we have instead Donald Trump. It is a huge blessing, and I think it's one that's going to keep on giving over the next 4 years. It would have been so disastrous. Can you imagine how depressing it would be if we were here talking about what we were going to try to cope with a Hillary Clinton presidency?
Yeah, but we still wouldn't have been running for safe spaces. We've been battling for liberty.
That's true. We'd be fighting the good fight as we always do, but it would be a very depressing time. But fortunately, it's not that at all, and we have great hope and optimism here about the prospects for this country in light of the fact that we didn't go down the road of corruption and Clinton.
Yes, and we're over the hump, too. The light is returning. We finished the winter solstice, and the light is returning every day, getting a little bit brighter. And so there's a lot of things that are manifesting in a wonderful way, folks. And, again, the love of liberty that we share here is what binds us and keeps us going. And despite obstacles, our founding fathers knew there would always be obstacles to the free flow of liberty. That's just the nature of the world and the planet that we're on. And not everybody appreciates liberty the way that you do, the way that we do. And we're grateful that you're with us every week, and for me, 6 days a week here. And we'll continue ramping it up. Now, there are challenges. There are threats to liberty, certainly, all of the time. And Cheryl Chumley's writing about it all of the time as well at CherylChumley.com. And Cheryl, some of the latest threats to liberty may be coming on attacking. ISIS threats? Are they saying they're going to attack churches on Christmas? What's going on?
Yeah, they sure did. This threat just came across the wires, made it into the media today. ISIS has basically posted on its terrorist website, I forget the official name of it, but it's where all the terrorists go to post and read the latest news, that America is under siege by ISIS. They have called on lone wolf would-be attackers to target thousands of churches in America for the Christmas season. And what's worrisome about this, aside from that it's a real threat, what's more worrisome is that Christmas this year, of course, falls on a Sunday. So that is going to send a lot of Christians and believers to church to worship and so forth. So it's just a little added, thanks to Obama, I guess, Obama policies for ramping up the terrorist threat in America as we head into Christmas season. It's just something we have to keep an eye on.
And Jonathan, I imagine, the concern I have are not for all the churches, but any of the churches that are disarmed, that disarm their congregation. because we need well-armed parishioners in church to be at the ready to stop any kind of attack. That's my opinion. People say, oh, that's not the place for a gun. No, absolutely. You want to protect. How many attacks have happened in, you know, congregation or close quarters with a lot of people? This is a time to remain vigilant.
That's right. It adds new meaning to the army of God, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, or old meaning.
Yeah,
yeah, it's people need to be on the ready at all times. We need to be ready to go. And if we're confronted with an obstacle like that, be willing to take whatever step is necessary to eliminate it, even if it means sacrificing our own lives for the sake of others. And it's a new reality we have to get used to, but the war is not just over there, it's here. And
yes,
people have to be aware of that.
Well, and remember, gun-free zones are slaughter zones. You can't defend yourself against those that would come into attack, whether they're wielding knives or firearms or other things. So the Second Amendment was all about defense of individual liberty, life, property. And that includes those of you going to church on Sunday, Saturday, Friday, whenever you go. Christmas, if you're having a Hanukkah celebration, whatever you're doing. So that's an important message. Now, before we went to air, Jonathan, you just added something I wasn't aware of, something that Trump has done with Netanyahu related to the United Nations votes. Can you update us on what's going on there?
Yeah, I have to preface this with, isn't it pleasing to see just how effective Donald Trump is in so many different ways, not only in his selection of a outstanding cabinet, but also in his deal with the carrier people and with additional deals like that that he's already engaged in. And now we have word that Obama and Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry, were planning on breaking trust with Israel yet again on a vote that was urged by Egypt to condemn Israel for its settlements in the West Bank. And apparently the Obama administration was interested in abstaining rather than voting no, so as to force Israel to accept the vote. The United States, as one of the leading members of the Security Council, can veto a measure, and it can never go up for a vote from the general membership. But Obama apparently was going to abstain and allow it to go up to a general vote. Well, Trump, hearing of this, quickly moved to assure Israel that his administration would not be in favor of any such thing. And then he talked to the head of Egypt and apparently convinced him to withdraw the proposal. And so the proposal has been withdrawn. Now, I'm sure this is creating a wave of furor inside the Obama administration, but frankly, they're powerless to do anything about it. They're outgoing. They're supposed to be a lame duck. And yet he seems to love the limelight so much that he's undertaking a number of really awful things, not just the mass pardons of several people who seriously, it's questionable whether he should ever have done that, but in the letting all the people go from Gitmo, but in addition to that, trying to do this, you know. So he's pushed the environmentalist agenda as much as he possibly can, even though he knows it's going to be reversed by Trump when he gets in. He's doing all sorts of things to try to muck up the works, and this would have been a major one.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a scorched liberty kind of I don't know, get out, let's say, burn as much liberty as you can on the way out.
Right. Destroy the nation and freedom and as best you can on your way out. Show America just how much of a jerk you really are. But fortunately, Trump quickly nixed this measure, and it's quite good.
Yeah, and Cheryl, interestingly enough, you know, post election, you know, the recounts and the this and that, the Electoral College. Trump gained Obama. I mean, sorry, I should say this right. Clinton lost a few Electoral College votes. It was the opposite of what Michael Moore's dream was.
Yeah, it was really humorous. You know, she didn't just lose one or two. She lost five. You know, three people voted for Colin Powell, and one voted for Bernie Sanders, and there was another for, I believe, a Native American, oddly mm-hmm. enough. But, you know, what's also underreported is the fact that three more of the electors wanted to defect and vote for someone other than Clinton, but they were kind of talked back into voting for Hillary in the end. So she lost five, would have lost eight, and meanwhile, Trump lost, what, won. And the media is all about screaming against Trump, talking about how he does not have the standing with the American people.
Yeah, and I also found it funny that Ron Paul didn't run this time, but he got more votes than Gary Johnson in the Electoral College as a Libertarian.
Well, that's good news. That's good news for Liberty.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody was thinking of him, which is awesome. But, yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing as we see the left whining and complaining and Michael Moore trying to figure out what can we do, can we... And, you know, the thing is, and you pointed this out, Cheryl, many times, if we were doing a tenth of what they are doing on the left to protest, for instance, a Hillary Clinton thing, it would be because of, you know, we're racist and sexist, et cetera, the names that we are called. And, again, perspective is in order. Where are the adults on the left here? I'm sure there are one or two, but it's just not showing up.
Yeah, and, you know, what you just referenced is the hypocrisy of the left, and it kind of ties into what Jonathan was talking about a minute before. You know, Obama basically came out and he told Trump to not issue executive orders. You know, Jonathan was just talking about how Obama just, you know, his last days in office, he's trying every which way he can to push his agenda, bringing out the old phone and pen way of governing again. And yet he finds time to make this public statement to Trump saying, well, I prefer, you know, using Congress and using the legislative process, and I would recommend to Donald Trump that he not use executive orders. So, you know, the hypocrisy is just out and about.
Yeah, straight up, straight up. Jonathan, of course, the bureaucratic oligarchy, you're an expert in it, you've written about it, and, you know, we like to see it dismantled. I still find it very interesting that a number of his picks to lead cabinet-level offices are against the very organizations that they're joining in many ways from the outside. Now they're on the inside, or will be.
Yeah, this is very promising. These people are dead set against, many of them are dead set against the legislative and regulatory agendas that these agencies have. Of course, in a regulatory position, they're going to be able to dismantle the regulations and reverse a lot of the advances in regulation made by Obama. And those will have consequences that are quite beneficial, liberating the marketplace, increasing free market activity, increasing the number of jobs available, making a more competitive marketplace. So good times are coming, and I think all this bodes well for a better America, far better than what it's been for the last 8 years.
It's a beautiful Christmas season, folks. Happy Hanukkah for those of you doing the Festival of Lights as well. We've got the Sacred Fire of Liberty and the lights lit bright. Cheryl Chumley is here. You can find her online, CherylChumley.com. We've got it linked up, as well as Jonathan Emore at Emore.com. And you can find all the links at RobertScottBell.com. We've got more to talk about coming up in the new year. What hath freedom ring? Will it ring even louder? We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game-changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley, Norm Singleton joining us at the bottom of the hour from Campaign for Liberty. Cheryl, any other articles we should be aware of heading into the holidays from you?
Oh, well, I'm basically just keeping an eye on what's going on with the Trump transition, and I'm also looking with interest at what's going on at campuses around the nation as far as the anti-Trump rallies and protests go.
So what are they, controversy-free zones, conservative-free zones? What are they?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just crazy how these leftists, these millennials, just can't stand the idea of Trump. They've been brainwashed by their liberal professors into believing that if someone makes them uncomfortable, then they have the right to oust that person from office. And, you know, if you look at a total look at what's going on campuses, it's kind of scary, the next generation coming up to be our nation's leaders.
Maybe if they hold their breath long enough, it'll change.
There's got to be some fix there, Robert, because it's not looking good as far as the next generation goes.
Jonathan, how does this look? You know, you're dealing, obviously, not only on the legislative side occasionally as you write things, but, you know, in the judiciary and the oligarchy. I mean, do you see evidence of that generation coming into government, and what's going to happen to them there?
Well, I do see that the Obama administration has put into office more people of that type of mindset than any other time before. That is extremely liberal. So liberal, in fact, that you have the Federal Trade Commission not believing in a free market and opposed to anybody who's accused is deemed guilty, ramrodding justice out of the system and then forcing their will upon people. I mean, this is what has happened. You have a ridiculous Federal Communications Commission that has basically forced significant economic changes, structural changes into the marketplace. All of these things are part of an elitist view that Washington can dictate to the rest of the country what's in the country's best interest, and that that has to be a liberal agenda. And they're absolutely intolerant. I mean, we see this spreading throughout the Clinton campaign. It's this gross intolerance and this elitism, this entitlement viewpoint that transgresses all boundaries in the Obama administration and is characteristic of Hillary Clinton. And that dies hard because you've got dictators, budding dictators in every single one of these people. And so when you take away their rattle and you take away their ability to raise a stink using government, they get quite upset about that. And then when you further say that the future government's going to be smaller and that more money is going to be kept by people and not spent by Washington, and that the regulations aren't going to impair their ability to engage in energy practices and, you know, constructing businesses, manufacturing facilities within the country that they think is environmentally deplorable. I mean, you have the worst situation for them, yeah. And they're not humble. They won't accept the reality, and rather than accept democracy, they didn't believe in democracy to begin with. Look, Obama rules with his pen and his phone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need Congress. Now, these people don't believe in democracy. They're much closer to Fidel Castro in their mindset than they are to Thomas Jefferson.
Well, they have a principle deficiency disease. They have no principles. And I say this, you know, like the left, the anti-war left. They were there when Bush was doing stuff, and then they disappeared under Obama when much of the same, you know, things were going on, right? And you know, it's not that those on the conservative side want war. You want to be strong enough to avoid it and not have to engage in foreign incursions when incursions were not necessary. But they disappeared when Obama became president, which showed you that they aren't really anti-war. They're just, they don't like you if you're not their belief system.
Yeah, what's interesting about Obama is that he dogmatically sticks to a position even when the underlying assumptions that he had to support it have been thoroughly proven false. In other words, he does not change. He's constantly pushing that agenda. And that's how he drove himself and Hillary Clinton off the electoral roadmap. People just can't stand that. I mean, this is a country that's built on free enterprise, limited government, and individual liberty. And when you are opposed to all of those things, you're against the heart and soul of this country. So there had to be a conflict. There had to be a struggle that would ultimately be determined in an election. And that's what happened in this last election. People said they had enough, and Trump made it in. Yeah. Trump made it in the swing states because of these very message conflicts.
Yeah. Hey, Cheryl Chumley, listen, I want everybody to buy your book, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. That's the most awesome, perfect, timely stocking stuffer. Maybe we're going to beat that thing out of D.C. this cycle. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, but there's only 1 hour a week where we get the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Emord. And now joining us from the Campaign for Liberty, Norma Singleton. Norm, hey, did you get a comment? Did you talk to Ron Paul since he got an Electoral College vote? That was kind of cool.
I did. It is kind of cool, and it was a very, so Ron, without even campaigning, got a vote in the Electoral College, which I think is further embarrassment to maybe not Donald Trump, but to Hillary Clinton, because I thought one of Donald Trump's tweets this week was pointing out that he spent less than Hillary Clinton on the campaign. Well, Ron Paul didn't spend anything on 2016, and he still got a vote in the Electoral College.
That's true. That is really cool. But we'll talk Electoral College a little bit more in just a moment, but I do want to ask Jonathan about the environmental regulations that Obama seems to be pushing through by, is it executive order or memoranda? And in either case, can Donald Trump reverse it via the same method?
He can. It's by executive memorandum, and what's happening is he's taking advantage of any basis he possibly can identify to push through really extraordinarily costly environmental regulations. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of regulatory impact adverse to the market. And, you know, he shut off oil production, expansion of the oil production in the coastal waterways. And he's impairing the ability of our nation to become self-sufficient with energy. And that's those consequences can last a long time. I fully expect Donald Trump to come in and rip those things to shreds and to open the marketplace and to enable us to become self-sufficient. But these are petty moves that have a short duration, that cost a lot of money, and just are spiteful. It's an attempt to say, hey, look at me. I'm still relevant. My name's Barack Obama. I don't care that Donald Trump is coming. I have no respect for Donald Trump. That's what those things say. And it's really, in the end, more spite than it is anything else. It's costly, but it's just spiteful.
Sure. Now, on the Electoral College issue, Norm, it's very interesting how the left is calling, I don't know, are they calling the Electoral College racist? Or what are the names they're calling it? And you know, what are they trying to do at this point?
Well, they've called it undemocratic. I think some have called it racist because it was of the Constitution founding fathers era. And their argument is that it allows, because it gives states proportional representation, or the way it's set up, it is set up to protect the interests of the small states. And therefore, it means that it's quite possible, as we've seen happen twice in this century, for someone to win in the Electoral College and lose the popular vote. Now, what's interesting about this year is that I've seen numerous reports that when you look at the popular vote, if you take away California and New York, which, of course, doesn't necessarily, which, of course, you know, that's very counterfactual, but still, Trump actually won the popular vote. And what this means is that the Electoral College is functioning, is providing one of the functions the founders intended, which is to counter the influence of large states and make sure that California and New York could not completely dominate. It's interesting to see senators criticize the Electoral College, considering that the Senate is also set up in a manner to protect small states. You know, the House is directly elected by the people, but it's also, and it is based on how many representatives each state gets is based on their population according to the last census. That's why they redraw the district lines every 10 years, because some states lose population, some states gain population. Once again, California is the dominant state, with I think maybe over 50 representatives. And then you have states like Montana and Wyoming who only have one. Whereas in the Senate, every state has two. So California is no more influential than Montana or Wyoming. And this was part of the deal making and compromising of the founders, and it's part of their goal of creating a republic, not a democracy.
Yeah.
So that Montana and California weren't in the union at the time, but so that large states like New York would not overwhelm small states like Delaware.
Well, and it's proven to be a buffer to a total takeover to leftist, a focal point that moves more towards socialism, dare I say communism. Jonathan, is it nitpicky to say that the founding fathers intended not to leave us with a democracy?
Well, no, the founding fathers understood well what a democracy was and did not want it. Our Constitution calls for a limited federal republic, not a democracy. Democracy, they feared because they thought popular passion could lead to excesses that would result in dire consequences for the country. And they wanted to balance the democratic elements with non-democratic elements that nonetheless were a form of representation, either indirect representation in the case of the Senate, which was supposed to be elected as originally constructed by the state legislators, and then through the use of the Electoral College when it comes to the president. It's worked well in the sense that it has enabled states that otherwise, of small population, that otherwise would, and rural populations, that otherwise would have their views and their interests completely obliterated in high population centers, and would largely not benefit from the existence of the government, to be beneficiaries of the government and have a say-so in its operation and in the election of the president. If you got rid of the Electoral College, it would mean that campaigns would be almost exclusively in very high population urban areas, California and New York. Presently, it would mean that Democrats would almost always win because the immigrant populations in these states, about 50% is immigrant population. The overwhelming majority of immigrants vote Democratic. And the most populous regions are overwhelmingly Democratic. And so it would create a real problem because you would not be able to have a balance in the government. It would be heavily one-sided. The Democratic elements, in other words, would overwhelm the non-democratic elements, and the mixed constitution concept of the framers would be eliminated. So it's particularly important to have the Electoral College be precisely because by amendment to the Constitution we have eliminated the virtual representation aspect of the Senate. The Senate, in the framers' view, was to protect the wealthy, protect property and wealthy interests.
The interests
primarily
of the state, because wasn't it, you selected the senators from within the state legislatures, not a popular vote.
Well, they thought that by doing, by having indirect election of the Senate, where people, legislators would vote, that people of wealth and prominence would tend to become senators, and they would tend to reflect interests of their own kind, meaning property, and they would defend property. And they feared that if you made the Senate a democratic institution in the sense of direct democratic election, that members of the Senate would be like members of the House in that they would sacrifice property interests in favor of popular interests. So debtors, for example, would be favored over creditors. Inflationary currency would be favored over a gold standard, and property would be violated, as would contract, in favor of allowing breaches of those things to benefit the less property interests. And indeed, that's exactly what has happened with Andrew Jackson's election and the change in the Constitution to make the Senate more democratic. We've had elements of excess of democracy that has resulted in a loss of protection for property interests and a tendency to sack the rich and to tax the rich and a tendency to favor emotional reaction rather than contemplative reaction to issues.
Right.
And if you took away the last vestige of protection against pure democracy by eliminating the Electoral College, you would simply exacerbate those tendencies, making it less. We would not be a republic.
No, we would not.
We would be a democracy.
Norm, how is the Campaign for Liberty battling on this issue? Because there's a wholesale level of ignorance among the young, especially the left-leaning young in the colleges of this country, now clamoring for an end to the Electoral College.
Well, I would hope. I think you know, we're posting educational materials like Congressman Paul's column that I put up on Tuesday of this week, and I think that that's mainly the main thing we need to do is just to continue to educate people as to what the value of the Electoral College is, and particularly make sure people understand that when you talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, what you're talking about is letting California, New York, and Texas basically decide who the president is going to be. Because if someone wins, and maybe one or two other states, because if somebody wins those states, they win. And you already have a situation with the Electoral College where, one of the reasons I think people were surprised that it went as it did was that Hillary Clinton started out with New York and California in the bag, and I think the only big state that Trump was considered to be a lock-on might have been Texas, because that's,
you're right.
That's
yeah.
the...
It's like you, you gave her a 90-yard head start in a 100-yard dash, and Trump still won. All right, folks, we got more Sacred right. Fire of Liberty happening here. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Emord, wrapping it up after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping it up. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan E. Moore, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Norm, we're interested on your take, as I know Jonathan is, on the executive actions that Obama appears to be taking to kind of implement an environmental agenda that may be shutting down all business in America. I don't know how far it goes here, but have you guys been watching it at Campaign for Liberty?
We've been very concerned about the executive overreach for quite some time, and particularly the threat of, you know, after the Paris Peace Accord, the Paris Climate Accord, that Obama would use this as an excuse to implement cap and trade and other bad things by executive order. Well, he hasn't gone that far yet. I do think that this is clearly an attempt to lock in a very, as Jonathan pointed out, very destructive to jobs regulation in his final days. And the politics of it, I think, are very interesting in that in some of his interviews, he's talked about how he's going to be involved in finding recruiting the next generation of Democratic leaders. That party seems to need, because they're the only candidate for 2020 I've heard talked about is Joe Biden, who's going to be, I think, 78 in 2020. Not that I don't love Joe Biden, because everybody does, but, and he's staying in Washington. So clearly, he might be doing a bunch of these executive orders, not just the kind of modern presidents have done. Jimmy Carter famously left Reagan with a bunch of little liberal bombshells hidden in executive orders before he was sworn into office, but also positioned himself as something that's very rare for an ex-president, leader of the opposition. And it wouldn't even surprise me if Obama tried to maybe at some point, maybe after his daughters graduate high school, which I don't think is that far in the future, that they move again somewhere, and he pulls a John Quincy Adams and runs for the House or more likely the Senate.
Hmm. Jonathan, any perspective in terms of, as we said, the pushback by Trump when he gets in office, and would he be willing to utilize the same technique that he used to implement them to undo them?
I think he'll tear up most of the executive orders that Obama has issued that have pushed an anti-market agenda. He has to if he's going to revitalize the American economy. And he's got to strip the regulatory agencies of their anti-market rules. So he has a lot of work to do, but I think he's sincere in his interest in revitalizing the American economy, and in order to do that, it's going to be greatly helpful to lower taxes, and it's going to be greatly helpful to cut out Obamacare, but it's going to require a lot more deregulation than that in order to get the market going, particularly in the environmental area. And I suspect he's going to do those things. And I think Obama's desperately trying to remain relevant. It's sort of like the spoiled brat reaction. You know, why am I not the center of attention all the time?
I think the payoff to his globalist handlers, honestly. You know, the whole idea of just, you know, bringing the United States down to a level where it can be managed, controlled, and taken over. And through the environmental regulations, that's one way.
Well, yeah, and I think even though he's extremely liberal, Obama, he has done little to shore up his far-left credentials in the sense of accomplishments. And that's much to our benefit. That's the only reason why the economy has been able to survive Obama, is that he did not, even though he hurt the economy badly and he did implement a lot of liberal things, he did not ultimately achieve a socialist state or a corporatist state in the end. And that's why there's ample room for unraveling it for Trump. But he wants to remain relevant, and I agree with Norm that he's setting himself up to be a kingmaker on the left when he leaves office.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it, as we always do here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Ebord, thank you. Norm Singleton, Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday through the new year, and we'll kick in the Sacred Fire of Liberty
Merry
in 2017.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah,
Merry
thanks,
Christmas.
Norm. And remember, folks,
and
the power
to Rogue One.
Yes, go see Rogue One, and the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.